ただいまからリスニングテストを行います。回答用紙を開いて受験番号を記入してください。このテストは問題1から問題4まであります。問題文は2回読まれます。最初に例題を聞いてください。例題。
I don't like abstract paintings.
But this is a real Picasso.
I can't figure out what he's trying to say.
But that's the whole point. It doesn't say anything. It just is.
Repeat.
I don't like abstract paintings.
But this is a real Picasso.
I can't figure out what he's trying to say.
But that's the whole point. It doesn't say anything. It just is.
Where are they?
答えは4です。テストを始めますので、問題冊子の1ページを開いてください。答えは回答用紙に番号で記入してください。それでは問題を聞いてください。問題1問題1はナンバー1からナンバー5までの5問です。それぞれの設問について短い対話を聞き、答えとして最も適当なものを1から4の選択肢から1つずつ選び、その番号を回答用紙に書きなさい。
Number 1
I think our seats are over there.
Shall I go get us something to eat?
I'd like some popcorn and a soda, but hurry up. The previews are about to start.
Repeat.
Number 1.
I think our seats are over there.
Shall I go get us something to eat?
I'd like some popcorn and a soda, but hurry up. The previews are about to start.
Number 1.Where is this conversation most likely taking place?
2.
All right, Mr. Johnson. Before we start, let me ask you. Have you been brushing and flossing regularly?
Yes, but I think I still might have a cavity.
Open your mouth wide, please.Let me know if you feel any pain.
Repeat.
Number 2.
All right, Mr. Johnson. Before we start, let me ask you. Have you been brushing and flossing regularly?
Yes, but I think I still might have a cavity.
Open your mouth wide, please. Let me know if you feel any pain.
Number 2. Who are the two speakers?
Number 3. Do you feel like going to a baseball game tonight? I've heard that new stadium is a really great place to watch a game.
A baseball game would be fun, but I'm feeling a bit tired. Why don't we do that next weekend? Let's stay in and finish watching the movie we started last night.
Oh, okay. That's a good idea.
Repeat.
Number 3.Do you feel like going to a baseball game tonight? I've heard that new stadium is a really great place to watch a game.
A baseball game would be fun, but I'm feeling a bit tired. Why don't we do that next weekend? Let's stay in and finish watching the movie we started last night.
Oh, okay. That's a good idea.
Number 3. What will the couple most likely do tonight?
Number 4. Hi, Alice. Can I ask you a favor?
Sure. What's up?
Our family's planning to go camping next weekend, but we can't bring our two cats. Would you mind feeding them and giving them water while we're gone?
Normally, I'd be happy to, but we aren't going to be here either. We're flying out tomorrow to spend time with my grandmother in New York.
Well, that's fine then. I'll ask someone else. Enjoy your trip.
Repeat.
Number 4. Hi, Alice. Can I ask you a favor?
Sure. What's up?
Our family's planning to go camping next weekend, but we can't bring our 2 cats. Would you mind feeding them and giving them water while we're gone?
Normally, I'd be happy to, but we aren't going to be here either. We're flying out tomorrow to spend time with my grandmother in New York.
Well, that's fine then. I'll ask someone else. Enjoy your trip.
Number 4. What will probably happen next?
Number 5. I'd love to go for a drive to the beach. It's too bad our car is in the shop getting fixed right now.
Let's rent a car then. Nothing too fancy, but how about a convertible? We can take the top down and feel the wind in our faces and smell the ocean breeze.
Sounds great, as long as it doesn't rain. It'll need 4 seats though, if we're taking the kids.
Repeat.
Number 5. I'd love to go for a drive to the beach. It's too bad our car is in the shop getting fixed right now.
Let's rent a car then. Nothing too fancy, but how about a convertible? We can take the top down and feel the wind in our faces and smell the ocean breeze.
Sounds great, as long as it doesn't rain. It'll need 4 seats though, if we're taking the kids.
Number 5. Which vehicle most closely resembles what the couple wants?
これで問題1は終わりです。では次のページを開いてください。問題2。問題2はナンバーワンとナンバーツーの長い対話について、それぞれ1から3の3つの設問があります。それぞれの設問の答えとして最も適当なものを1から4の選択肢から1つずつ選び、その番号を回答用紙に書きなさい。
Number 1.
Riverdale Convention Center, Shelley speaking.
Hi, Shelley. My fiancé and I were planning to get married on the first Sunday in March, and we were wondering if you had any wedding halls available for rent.
Congratulations. Approximately how many people will be attending?
I'm not sure yet, but I imagine there will be about 120 people.
In that case, we have 2 rooms available.
How are they different?
One is on the first floor and looks out over a beautiful flower garden. The other one's on the top floor and offers a wonderful view of the lake.
I imagine that the one on the top floor is more expensive.
It is a bit more, both because of the view and its size. It can accommodate up to 200 guests.
That would be perfect, but let me talk it over with my fiancé and get back to you.
Sure, but don't wait too long to make a decision. The top room in particular is very popular.
Repeat.
Number 1.
Riverdale Convention Center, Shelley speaking.
Hi, Shelley. My fiancé and I were planning to get married on the first Sunday in March, and we were wondering if you had any wedding halls available for rent.
Congratulations. Approximately how many people will be attending?
I'm not sure yet, but I imagine there will be about 120 people.
In that case, we have 2 rooms available.
How are they different?
One is on the first floor and looks out over a beautiful flower garden. The other one's on the top floor and offers a wonderful view of the lake.
I imagine that the one on the top floor is more expensive.
It is a bit more, both because of the view and its size. It can accommodate up to 200 guests.
That would be perfect, but let me talk it over with my fiancé and get back to you.
Sure, but don't wait too long to make a decision. The top room in particular is very popular.
Number 2. Hi, Janet. It's been a long time.
Wait, is that you, Jake? I almost didn't recognize you.
Yeah, I dyed my hair.
The color looks good on you.
Thanks.
Wow, I didn't expect to see you here. How have you been?
A bit busy, actually. By the way, why are you wearing that green vest?
I'm actually collecting signatures for a petition.
I didn't know you were an activist. What's it about?
Do you remember the big tree in the park? They're going to cut it down, so we're trying to save it.
Oh no, that's the tree we used to climb on when we were kids.
Yeah, it's a big part of the landscape, as well as the history of our little town. Everyone has fond memories of it.
Why are they cutting it down?
They're building new luxury apartments next to the park, and the tree is blocking the view.
That's outrageous. Protecting nature and our memories is more important.
Exactly. That's why I've decided to start a petition. Would you like to sign?
Sure. Hand me a pen.
Repeat.
Number 2. Hi, Janet. It's been a long time.
Wait. Is that you, Jake? I almost didn't recognize you.
Yeah, I dyed my hair.
The color looks good on you.
Thanks.
Wow, I didn't expect to see you here. How have you been?
A bit busy, actually. By the way, why are you wearing that green vest?
I'm actually collecting signatures for a petition.
I didn't know you were an activist. What's it about?
Do you remember the big tree in the park? They're going to cut it down, so we're trying to save it.
Oh no, that's the tree we used to climb on when we were kids.
Yeah, it's a big part of the landscape, as well as the history of our little town. Everyone has fond memories of it.
Why are they cutting it down?
They're building new luxury apartments next to the park, and the tree is blocking the view.
That's outrageous. Protecting nature and our memories is more important.
Exactly. That's why I've decided to start a petition. Would you like to sign?
Sure. Hand me a pen.
これで問題には終わりです。では次のページを開いてください。問題3。問題3はナンバーワンからナンバーフリーまでの3問です。それぞれの設問について英文を聞き、答えとして最も適当なものを1から4の選択肢から一つずつ選び、その番号を回答用紙に書きなさい。
Number one. When we think of a psychiatrist, we think of a doctor who treats people's mental issues, such as depression. However, these days there are also psychiatrists who work with animals, such as dogs and cats. Just like human beings, pets can experience stress and can develop problematic behaviors that require treatment. An animal psychiatrist, just like psychiatrists who treat people, will use a wide range of treatments to deal with animals' problems. For example, they may visit a pet's home to identify environmental factors that are causing a mental issue or the pet's bad behavior. They may also prescribe drugs to treat animals who are experiencing stress and anxiety. They can also educate pet owners about why their pets are having problems.
Repeat.
Number one. When we think of a psychiatrist, we think of a doctor who treats people's mental issues, such as depression. However, these days there are also psychiatrists who work with animals, such as dogs and cats. Just like human beings, pets can experience stress and can develop problematic behaviors that require treatment. An animal psychiatrist, just like psychiatrists who treat people, will use a wide range of treatments to deal with animals' problems. For example, they may visit a pet's home to identify environmental factors that are causing a mental issue or the pet's bad behavior. They may also prescribe drugs to treat animals who are experiencing stress and anxiety. They can also educate pet owners about why their pets are having problems.
Number one, why would a pet psychiatrist visit the home of a pet?
Number two.
In Finland, there is an established practice called every man's right, or the freedom to roam. It means that everyone has a right to enjoy nature. This includes both residents and people who are just visiting. You can walk, ski, cycle, or ride horses freely in nature. You can also camp out temporarily within a reasonable distance from homes. In addition, you are allowed to pick wild berries, mushrooms, and flowers as long as they are not protected species. In fact, in the summer, Finland's forests are filled with delicious berries. In the fall, you can find many kinds of mushrooms, even the expensive matsutake. Yet we must keep in mind that every man's right comes with a lot of responsibilities. The most important of these responsibilities is mutual respect for nature, people, and property. Therefore, you are not allowed to disturb people or animals, leave litter, or harm the environment in any way.
Repeat.
Number two.
In Finland, there is an established practice called every man's right, or the freedom to roam. It means that everyone has a right to enjoy nature. This includes both residents and people who are just visiting. You can walk, ski, cycle, or ride horses freely in nature. You can also camp out temporarily within a reasonable distance from homes. In addition, you are allowed to pick wild berries, mushrooms, and flowers as long as they are not protected species. In fact, in the summer, Finland's forests are filled with delicious berries. In the fall, you can find many kinds of mushrooms, even the expensive matsutake. Yet we must keep in mind that every man's right comes with a lot of responsibilities. The most important of these responsibilities is mutual respect for nature, people, and property. Therefore, you are not allowed to disturb people or animals, leave litter, or harm the environment in any way.
Number two, what is the passage about?
Number 3. Many parts of the United States and Canada are suffering from water shortages and sometimes even drought with increasing frequency. As a result, water conservation is becoming an urgent issue across North America. Although it is a major concern for local and federal governments, as well as corporations and industries, it is also an issue for individual consumers. One aspect of water conservation that concerns our daily lives is the question of whether taking a shower is better for the environment than taking a bath. While it depends on various factors, such as the length of time the water runs and the temperature of the water, on average, taking a shower uses significantly less water and energy than taking a bath. It may not be good news for North Americans who love soaking in the tub at the end of a long day. But in the near future, many people may have no choice but to take a shower rather than a bath to save precious water.
Repeat.
Number 3. Many parts of the United States and Canada are suffering from water shortages and sometimes even drought with increasing frequency. As a result, water conservation is becoming an urgent issue across North America. Although it is a major concern for local and federal governments, as well as corporations and industries, it is also an issue for individual consumers. One aspect of water conservation that concerns our daily lives is the question of whether taking a shower is better for the environment than taking a bath. While it depends on various factors, such as the length of time the water runs and the temperature of the water, on average, taking a shower uses significantly less water and energy than taking a bath. It may not be good news for North Americans who love soaking in the tub at the end of a long day. But in the near future, many people may have no choice but to take a shower rather than a bath to save precious water.
Number 3. Which of the following best describes the main point of the talk?
これで問題3は終わりです。では次のページを開いてください。問題4。問題4は長い英文の途中4箇所で、ナンバー1からナンバー4まで4つの設問があります。それぞれの設問の答えとして最も適当なものを1から4の選択肢から1つずつ選び、その番号を回答用紙に書きなさい。
The 2023 movie Barbie, which was of course inspired by the popular children's doll, has been a huge commercial and critical success worldwide. The film earned over $1 billion in its first 3 weeks in theaters,mainly because it performed so well in large markets outside of the United States, such as China, the UK, and Mexico. Although it has received considerable criticism, there are a few key reasons for why the film has been so well liked. Some people argue that its progressive representations of gender roles and women's empowerment are universally appealing and not specific or limited to any single culture or country.Because its themes promoting women's power and equality in society connect with so many people regardless of their age or cultural background, the Barbie film has truly become an international success story.
Repeat.
The 2023 movie Barbie, which was of course inspired by the popular children's doll, has been a huge commercial and critical success worldwide.The film earned over $1 billion in its first 3 weeks in theaters, mainly because it performs so well in large markets outside of the United States, such as China, the UK, and Mexico. Although it has received considerable criticism, there are a few key reasons for why the film has been so well liked. Some people argue that its progressive representations of gender roles and women's empowerment are universally appealing and not specific or limited to any single culture or country. Because its themes promoting women's power and equality in society connect with so many people regardless of their age or cultural background, the Barbie film has truly become an international success story.
Number 1. What is the speaker's main point about the Barbie movie?
However, the success of the Barbie movie has made many people think about Barbie dolls and the impact that these dolls have on young girls. Almost immediately after they were introduced by the Mattel Toy Company in 1959, Barbie dolls have been the source of controversy and criticism. Even in the 1960s, Barbie's body shape was criticized as being unrealistic for young girls. Many people worried that girls might experience dissatisfaction and even mental health issues as they grew up if their own bodies did not look like Barbie with her slim figure and proportions. It really didn't help that in the 1960s, some Barbie dolls came with a diet book that simply said, "Don't eat," and a bathroom scale set at 50 kilograms, which is very low for an average American woman.
Repeat.
However, the success of the Barbie movie has made many people think about Barbie dolls and the impact that these dolls have on young girls. Almost immediately after they were introduced by the Mattel Toy Company in 1959, Barbie dolls have been the source of controversy and criticism. Even in the 1960s, Barbie's body shape was criticized as being unrealistic for young girls. Many people worried that girls might experience dissatisfaction and even mental health issues as they grew up if their own bodies did not look like Barbie with her slim figure and proportions. It really didn't help that in the 1960s, some Barbie dolls came with a diet book that simply said, "Don't eat," and a bathroom scale set at 50 kilograms, which is very low for an average American woman.
Number 2. Which statement best describes the criticism of Barbie mentioned in the passage?
Other criticisms of the Barbie doll have focused on the jobs that her character has had over the years. Barbie has been a working girl since the 1960s, but in those days, she worked jobs that were considered to be women's work. She was a fashion designer, a flight attendant, a nurse, and a ballerina. Typical of the gender roles and expectations of the time, these jobs all required her to wear a short, tight-fitting skirt that would show her slim and attractive figure. However, by the 1970s, there were no limitations on Barbie's job opportunities anymore, and she became a doctor, a soldier, a business executive, and a presidential candidate. It seems that, rather than supporting traditional images and expectations of women, from the 1970s, Barbie started to send a message to young girls that they could dream of becoming whatever they wanted to be in the working world. Looking sexy and attractive was no longer the main focus. This message has continued up until the present.
Repeat.
Other criticisms of the Barbie doll have focused on the jobs that her character has had over the years. Barbie has been a working girl since the 1960s, but in those days, she worked jobs that were considered to be women's work. She was a fashion designer, a flight attendant, a nurse, and a ballerina. Typical of the gender roles and expectations of the time, these jobs all required her to wear a short, tight-fitting skirt
that would show her slim and attractive figure. However, by the 1970s, there were no limitations on Barbie's job opportunities anymore, and she became a doctor, a soldier, a business executive, and a presidential candidate. It seems that, rather than supporting traditional images and expectations of women, from the 1970s, Barbie started to send a message to young girls that they could dream of becoming whatever they wanted to be in the working world. Looking sexy and attractive was no longer the main focus. This message has continued up until the present.
Number 3. Which statement best describes the main point of the passage?
Barbie has changed significantly over the last 60 years to become a better role model for young girls, but there are still some complaints. One of these complaints has been that Barbie and her friends do not represent the diverse shapes, colors, and abilities of people's bodies. However, the first black doll named Christy was introduced into the Barbie collection way back in 1968. Even so, it wasn't until 1980 that Barbie herself finally appeared as a black character. As a result of demands for more diversity, Barbie now comes in different body shapes, which include petite or thin, tall, curvy, and more. There are now 35 skin tones in the Barbie collection to represent the diverse appearances of people all over the world. Some of these dolls also sit in wheelchairs or have other disabilities. Is this all a clever marketing technique to sell more dolls, or an honest attempt to include and represent the diversity of all human bodies?
Repeat.
Barbie has changed significantly over the last 60 years to become a better role model for young girls, but there are still some complaints. One of these complaints has been that Barbie and her friends do not represent the diverse shapes, colors, and abilities of people's bodies. However, the first black doll named Christy was introduced into the Barbie collection way back in 1968. Even so, it wasn't until 1980 that Barbie herself finally appeared as a black character. As a result of demands for more diversity, Barbie now comes in different body shapes, which include petite or thin, tall, curvy, and more. There are now 35 skin tones in the Barbie collection to represent the diverse appearances of people all over the world. Some of these dolls also sit in wheelchairs or have other disabilities. Is this all a clever marketing technique to sell more dolls, or an honest attempt to include and represent the diversity of all human bodies?
Number 4. Which statement best represents the changes to diversity in the Barbie collection?
これでリスニングテストを終わります。